Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
At 55 KRC, the talk station. A very, very happy Monday to you. Brian Thomas right here. Happy to welcome for the first time and hopefully not the last in 2022, John Morris from the Associated Builders and Contractors. John, happy new year to you. Welcome back. It's always a pleasure having you on the program.
Good morning, Brian Thomas. Excited to start my 2022 on your show as always.
Well, I know the main topic of conversation is vax mandates, specifically for Ohio, Kentucky, and Tennessee, which were the subject of an appellate court decision which said, no, the ban stays in place for the time being. We'll get to the details on that. But normally you always give me an update on the jobs, the situation within the Associated Builders and Contractors. Is there a lot of work going on out there? What is the lay of the landscape from a business perspective and an employment perspective as we go into this new calendar year?
Contracting community, the construction industry is alive and well. Some interesting some statistics that we've compiled. What's interesting is over the last 30 to 40 years, we've seen significant growth in the demand for construction. People are remodeling. People are wanting to install new technologies. Hospitals are growing. Investments in education. Yet the number of people employed in the construction industry is flat, if not a little bit down in our region. So as Ohio has lost people, so has the construction industry. So it's always a great opportunity for people looking for a new career path. You know, the trades are there, alive and well. The other thing that's very interesting, Brian, is that we looked back and we looked at the number of construction firms. So while the number of employees is relatively flat, a little bit down, the number of companies actually operating in the construction industry space has shrunk by 20% over the last 20 years there. 20% fewer firms out there, and we think that's due to a number of factors, and one of them is, you know, government interference in our industry. They make it harder and harder for contractors to do business, to employ the people, and to let their people work on the kind of projects that they want to work on. The government interferes in those businesses, and those small to medium-sized people, they just decide, well, I'm just going to shut my business down when I retire rather than try to sell it to somebody else, or rather try to pass it down to my children who decided to not go into construction. So it's a great opportunity to start a business, learn a trade, and help our industry get back to the health that it's always been.
You mentioned the contraction of the industry, 20% over the last couple of decades. That's not consolidation of different businesses into larger entities, thus keeping the same footprint. That's a reduction in the available workers, right? I just want to make sure I get that straight.
Yeah, it's been a lot of consolidation and a lot of mergers because it's we don't have new players coming into the industry. When you don't bring in a lot of new tradespeople, you know, you start off as an apprentice, you become a journeyman, you become a superintendent, you become an estimator. Well, then you have an opportunity to start and own your own company. You've learned the entire lay of the landscape of the industry. By not recruiting more people in at the apprentice level, we're killing our pipeline of future business owners. And so when a company matures and an owner gets into his 60s and early 70s and he decides he wants to sell, he's selling to one of his competitors. And now the same amount of people work for those two companies, but there's only one company instead of two. We've had some really, really great companies in this area in the last 6 years, acquire 6, 7, 8 local companies. I had a really nice cabinet maker on the west side of Cincinnati that had a great price for his business. It was bought because he had 8 carpenters working for him. If he didn't have those 8 carpenters, the guy didn't want his shop. He didn't want his cabinet making abilities. The guy had his own cabinet making shop. What he wanted was his 8 carpenters. So now we've got one business instead of two.
Yeah, well, at least those carpenters certainly will still be employed because they're good at what they're doing and the demand is out there. You mentioned government regulation as being part of the problem here. Can you give me an illustration or example of one or a couple of government regulations that have maybe caused business owners in the construction field just to say, oh, the hell with it. I just can't contend with this anymore. Is it a particular sector of construction or is just generally?
It's across the board regulation. I mean, a lot of times government officials, elected officials come in and they're like, well, you know, they listen to the first argument they hear, or they just make an uneducated decision and they install things like project labor agreements. We've talked about that in the city of Hamilton County.
Yeah.
The Hamilton County commissioners are putting project labor agreements on projects. They're expanding the use of prevailing wage in the city of Cincinnati into the private sector. I mean, these are just unnecessary burdens or anti-competitive regulations that make it impossible to do business in those sectors for 87% of the construction industry, which is those whose employees choose not to participate in organized labor. So while the Associated Builders and Contractors supports any individual's right to set any rules and regulations they want to do on who they do business with, we are adamantly and always working to make sure the government does not impose restrictions that reduce competition or push people away, because you and I pay for public construction.
Yes, sir.
And when you reduce the number of companies bidding on a project, well, guess what? Prices go up and you get inflationary pressures. Well, and we are as a society getting less for our construction dollar. You know, up here in Montgomery County, in the greater Dayton area, they put on a project labor agreement on a project. The normal renovation, this was a simple office renovation project. A normal project like that over the last 3 years would get about 18 different bidders. This particular project with the project labor agreement attached to it got two bidders.
Oh, no. That's terrible. You know, I can't help but note, because this has been a topic of conversation a lot lately. This sounds, you know, a whole lot like the idea of school choice. You know, government is forcing children to stay in certain school districts because it won't allow the tax dollars to go with the kids. I mean, the idea that we would have choice in the matter, an individual has a choice whether or not to belong to a labor union, because that shop decides they do not want to belong to a labor union, shouldn't take them out of the competitive market. And in fact, they may be able to offer an equally, if not better, product for less money, which goes back to your taxpayer dollars point. You could get more projects done if you allowed more competition.
Right. Absolutely. We've got Associated Builders and Contractors has run a website for years called Build More Schools. And it simply points out to jurisdictions to say, if you go forward with project labor agreements, you're going to reduce the number of competition for your projects, which will increase your prices by an average of 15% to 30%. And therefore, you can get five schools for the price of four, or you can get four schools, your choice. Same amount of money, five schools or four schools. You know, it's 20% more. You don't have to pay it. And it's not that you're going to get any different a product. You're
right.
Just going to pay more for one. So why would I want four hamburgers when I could have five?
Because it benefits certain people who then line the pockets of politicians who require these labor union agreements. Maybe that's the answer, he asked. Rhetorically?
That is the answer. And unfortunately, sometimes you get people who buy into this idea that, oh, well, you're going to get a better trained person. You're going to get a safer person. I mean, a lot of people don't understand, you know, Brian Thomas, I know that you talk a lot about your educational background and you've got a law degree, but did you know that right now you're a journeyman plumber? You're also a journeyman electrician, because if you were involved on a prevailing wage project, regardless of how much expertise and or experience you have ever had in those trades, prevailing wage forces them to pay you the same journeyman rate as somebody who's been in the industry 25 or 30 years. It has nothing to do with training or experience.
That's crazy.
It's just a wage rate. And so if I want to bring you on and you decide, all right, I don't want to do this radio thing anymore. I don't want to go back to the law. I want to be an electrician. Sounds like a great idea. And it is. Well, then if I put you on a prevailing wage job in Hamilton County or the city of Cincinnati, I've got to pay you the same rate that guy who's standing next to you has been doing it for 25 years. It's just patently unfair.
It makes really
no
is.
Sense, but that's government.
Well, and I just observed, since you mentioned the fact that I'm a lawyer, you know, I know what seasoned partners make relative to the newly hired associates. And there's a reason that they make hundreds of dollars more than the newly hired associate. It's that experience that I just got talking about, because, you know, the newly hired lawyer just fresh out of law school doesn't know jack squat about the practice of medicine, much in the same way I really don't know a whole lot about plumbing. I mean, when I did construction projects in my home, John, that's one of the things that I typically hired out. You know, I can manage to run some electricity. I've done it before. I can see the toilet. I've done it before. But, you know, sweating in lines and running lines, no, that's out of my field of expertise. I need someone who's got the knowledge, training, experience to do it and do it right so the house doesn't get flooded. Duh. That's great. When you put it in those terms, John, that's just, it sounds bat crap insane.
Well, it is, and the real unfortunate nature of it is you know, a lot of politicians on both sides of the aisle, because we've had prevailing wage in the state of Ohio for almost 100 years, and we're now the only state in our area. There's no prevailing wage in Michigan. There's no prevailing wage in Indiana. There's no prevailing wage in Kentucky. There's no prevailing wage in West Virginia. So what's wrong with Ohio? Well, you've got people on both sides of the aisle just look like, well, who are we really hurting by paying everybody this higher wage? You know, it's not our money. It's taxpayers' money. I mean, we're elected officials. We should care about it, but I guess we really don't. Well, who are we hurting by paying people more money? Well, you're hurting productivity, and you're insulting that seasoned veteran by bringing on a new hire and putting them right and paying them this far lesser rate. So does the new guy, the new attorney, as you just pointed out, all of a sudden work so much better that they're as productive as that? Is that journeyman for 20 years?
No.
No, the journeyman slows down and works far less more. Why am I going to work?
Yes.
Why am I going to work that hard?
It's my criticism across the board of socialism and communism. From each according to his ability to each according to his need, ends up with a lot of lazy people laying around getting the same paycheck for doing very little work.
Yeah, there's an old saying that, you know, 60 years ago when 80% of all construction was done by unions, you get these young, eager, energetic new apprentices that come onto the job site. And the common phrase was, the old grizzly journeyman would come up to him and say, son, slow down. You're killing the job. Meaning you're working too hard. You're working too fast. Slow down. You know, we don't get paid enough to work that fast.
Right.
Whereas you put incentives in place for companies to meet standards, to meet goals. Right now, something that's very interesting, you asked about state of the industry. The Construction Users Roundtable is a group of owners of who buy construction services, and they're located here in Cincinnati. So Associated Builders and Contractors, we represent contractors. Kurt, they represent the owners, the buyers of services, and they've done all their numbers, and they say 98%, Brian, 98% of mega projects over $1 billion, which is where the government are, experience cost overruns and don't come in on schedule. 98% of projects are not coming in on schedule or under budget. That is a real problem with a model when you let 98% of the things fail to meet their target.
Something's wrong. John Moore, Associated Builders and Contractors. Let's pause. When we come back, we'll talk about the vax mandate and how that might impact the construction industry right after I mention odor exit, which gets rid of everything except the stench of politics from an odor perspective. Cat odors, dog. At 722, 55 KRCD Talk Station, Brian Thomas here with John Morris, Associated Builders and Contractors. You can find them online at abc.org. And John, before we get on to the COVID mask mandate, you are still providing resources for training for those folks out there that may be interested in a career in the trades. You do have resources for that, sir?
Yes, absolutely. The Associated Builders and Contractors here in the Ohio Valley, and I appreciate you pitching our website. abc.org is our national website. If they want to catch me locally, it's add the letters O and V in front of that, ovabc.org.
Perfect.
But we work for contractors, and the contractors' number one challenge is finding people. So we're out there in the schools. We gave out over $20,000 in scholarships last year to high school students. And these weren't college scholarships. These weren't people, hey, I want to go to college. These were scholarships for some people who went to college for construction training, but for ones who just went into apprenticeship or wanted to start their own business or maybe needed money to solve a transportation problem or to get the tools they needed to get started. So we're out there working with the contractors. The Associated Builders and Contractors members have got a nice new pipeline of talent coming out of the K-12 schools. It's exciting that the schools are talking about careers in the trades again. They've seemingly abandoned the college for all model. They know that just didn't work. It just saddled our students with debt. And, you know, I come out of school with a a wonderful degree in European history, and I work at a Starbucks as a barista.
I know. If you're going to go to college, at least get a degree that has a job that's going to offer you a salary, for God's sake. Anyhow, John Morris, what of the vax mandate? Now, the Associated Builders and Contractors folks primarily would fall under the OSHA mandate, the federal contractor mandate. We're not talking about the CDC mandate or the Health and Human Services mandate for hospital workers. We're talking about the 100 employee or more folks, correct?
Yeah, there's two different mandates that the Biden administration was pushing out. One was, as you just described, any employer with 100 or more employees. And when you have consolidation of our industry, like we talked about, 20% fewer companies, I'm buying a company just to get their people. We've got larger employment bases in companies now. So a large amount of the construction industry, I don't have an exact figure for you, are those 100 employers or more, or they've got multiple offices in multiple states, and the federal government says, well, you got to add them all together. I know you only got 20 people in Cincinnati, you got 20 people in Lincoln, Nebraska, and 20 people in Portland, Oregon, and 20 in two other states. Well, that's 100. So you got to face this 100 mandate. The other thing is they just went ahead and said, if you want to do business with the federal government, you have to hit a separate vax mandate. So Associated Builders and Contractors joined on with seven or eight states, and that was where we've been extraordinarily successful in looking at that federal contractor mandate, because the federal government, we talked earlier about some of the silly things they do, whether it's prevailing wage or project labor agreements that reduce competition. You just can't go in and say every one of your employees has to be vaccinated in order to do business with us. That's not a fair labor practice. That's something that we oppose, that all the states oppose. And because Associated Builders and Contractors got involved in that piece of litigation, it's now been, that order's been stayed aside. And what you were talking about, because there were separate cases happening in almost every state in the union, ABC joined onto them as a multi-state employer representing, you know, 20s and almost hundreds of thousands of employers. And we've been able to get that set aside for at least right now. The federal government cannot force a contractor to force all of their employees to get a vaccination just to do business with the federal government, as of today, because of some work ABC's been doing.
Well, and congratulations, at least, on that victory. We can only hope the Supreme Court agrees with you wholeheartedly. I mean, the simple reality is the vaccines don't stop the spread or transmission of COVID. You can still contract it. You can still get the virus. You can still have the contagion and give it to people. To require a vaccine that doesn't accomplish what a vaccine is supposed to require, and more fundamentally, John, to require a vaccine to deal with a problem that exists outside of the workplace as much, if not more, than in the workplace, seems to be far afield of the OSHA's purview.
Yes. I mean, it's an impossible thing to regulate. Everybody knows that. It's just a way to try to force this vaccine on people, and it's overreach. It's an extreme overreach at its worst example by the federal government, trying to take its own social policy and mandate it in the minds and put it into the bodies of these workers that a large percentage of them are choosing not to opt into that opportunity. They've already had COVID, have natural immunity, or, you know, I haven't been sick a day in my life for 50 years. Why should I worry about it now? And people, especially in the construction industry, these are people who embrace and love the concept of freedom. They love the fact that when I become a journeyman electrician, I can work for whomever I want, or I can work for myself. And when the federal government comes in, and they've already limited the amount of people who can do work with them by putting on things like project labor agreements, by mandating Davis-Bacon or prevailing wages, it's so hard to do business with the government already. Now you're saying 100% of your people have to get vaccinated. Well, guess what? All those plumbers and electricians who have the freedom to work for whomever they want or themselves, they're going to go work for themselves.
Yes,
or for somebody
they
else.
Are. I saw a report this morning, one out of every four workers considering a changing employers this year, and 17% of those that were planning on changing were because of a vaccine mandate. You just hit the nail on the head right there. If you're a contractor, you can go to a smaller shop. And guess what? Sounds to me, based upon what you told me, John, that smaller shop needs you as a worker just as much as the big shops.
Absolutely. You can work for whoever you want. We've got a real problem in masonry, as an example. You know, a lot of industries, masons work as hard as anybody else, if not the hardest in the construction industry. I mean, you got bricks, you got mortar, it's dirty, it's heavy, it's hard work. We've got so much trouble bringing people into the masonry industry. I've got masonry companies whose founders are shutting their companies down because they're having struggle to find employees. And they just look at me and they say, you know, John Morris, Associated Builders and Contractors, I'd love to have the company that I had with 50 employees, but you know what? I can just build four or five backyard barbecues and make $120,000 a year. Why do I want to mess with all this regulation and put my family's assets on the line when I can work less hard and make more money?
Couldn't have said it better myself. What is just a strange reality of what's going on. John Morris, always enjoy our conversations. Find him at ovabc.org locally, Ohio Valley Associated Builders and Contractors, national organizations, abc.org for folks listening outside the area. John, thanks for everything that your organization does in the name of, you know, freedom, choice, and getting people to work. If you're interested in the trades, it's a great place to start. I know John and his group would be happy to help you out in the trades. John, until we get to talk again, the best of health to you and your family this calendar year, and I'll look forward to having you back on the program soon.
Happy New Year, Brian.
Take care, my friend.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.